Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 Nation. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about all those subjects that don't get talked about enough in black households. Subjects like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it, and we provide resources and answers to the questions you have about it. Our qualified experts offer knowledge, tools, and coping skills needed for individuals and our families to live their best life. Speaking of living your best life, as always, we have Sister Nawili's word for the week, and she quotes Buddha when she says, "Every morning we are born again. So what we do today is what matters most." Our goal is to make sure when you get up early with Urban Family Focus on a Saturday morning that you get that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell everybody you know that there's a black radio station, a talk station, the only black radio talk station west of the Mississippi, KBLA Talk 1580, and have them download our app, the KBLA Talk 1580 app, and share it with all your family and all your friends. Today's topic is when the cared for becomes the caregiver. Our guest this morning is attorney Caprice Collins, who specializes in power of attorneys, wills, and trust. Attorney Collins is a top-rated Harvard Law School graduate with over 40 years of legal experience, with a successful law practice devoted exclusively to estate and business planning and trust administration. Attorney Collins is a well-respected keynote speaker on wills and living trusts and their importance for preserving family wealth and minimizing family drama. Attorney Collins, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning, Reverend Gerald. Thank you so much for having me this morning. It means so much to me to have my spiritual advisor include me in this wonderful informational event. I wanted to just let you know how gratified I am to be here this morning, right where I started out. I'm a member of the community, but I also am someone who grew up here. I'm a native Angeleno, and I attended Audubon Junior High School just around the corner from here and graduated from Dorsey High School. So it really feels great to be back in my community today helping families understand some important information.
Well, we're glad to have you with us today. So I know you've been doing this a long time, but give the audience just a little tidbit of what drives your passion to help people make sure they plan and preserve their wealth that they can pass down to their families.
Well, I think it's, you know, very personal. Number one, as I said, I grew up here in the Crenshaw area, and I grew up during the 60s and 70s when African-American families were striving, were making major gains in home ownership, business development, and I'm very proud to have been a part of that and to have actually developed my own business, which has been active for 41 years. So I have an investment in this community, a personal investment. And then also, I'm just like everybody else. I had a loving relationship with my mother, but for 10 years, between the ages of 86 and 96, I actually cared for her as she went through the stages of Alzheimer's disease. So it's really personal why I am very devoted to making sure that our community has the information that it needs to be able to deal with the life challenges that we all face.
You know, it is true that most people, when you say the word will and you say the word trust, they think about someone making their transition, when actually one of the most important parts of planning is for when something happens that you don't expect and that person becomes incapacitated for one reason or another. And unfortunately, your story is very similar to mine and many other people that we know. I had to take care of my mom in my home for 12 years as she battled dementia and in the stages of Alzheimer's as well. And I was lucky. I was lucky that my mom had the foresight to plan. She not only had two long-term care policies, she owned rental property. And because of that, those two long-term care policies and the rental property and the rental income that I was able to manage for her, I was able to keep her in my home in a comfortable space, and she had 24-hour care. She never was by herself. All of her needs were met. But it wasn't, you know, I had to chip in a little bit from the hip, but it didn't hurt me. It didn't, you know, put my family in jeopardy and my lifestyle in jeopardy to care for her. So I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm one of the ones whose mom took care of business, as you know, and made it easier for me to give her the care that she needs. And we want to make sure that everybody gives their family that opportunity to do the best they can to prepare for when they need to take care of you.
Well, you know, the other thing that you want to take credit for, Reverend Gerald, is that you were proactive. You took action on behalf of your mom. You gave me the honor of helping her plan so that you would have the authority to be able to handle affairs for her when she could no longer do it herself. And that's one of the major things that we're going to talk about today.
Well, and I know our audience that's listening, I know that there are people out there, if you haven't made the proper plan, if you haven't done what's necessary in order to give your loved ones the best care that they possibly can receive, and you have questions that you need answered, questions on what direction to go and how to do things, we want you to give us a call this morning at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580, and we'll do our best to get to all of your questions and make sure that you get the information you need to do something. We you know, everybody may not be able to do what was done, what I did, or what we recommend for people to do, but we don't want you to sit on your hands and do nothing. We want you to take a step to make it a little easier for you and more comfortable for them. So when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Attorney Caprice Collins, and we're talking about when that caregiver or the caretaker becomes the caregiver. So we're going to continue our conversation here at KVLA Talk 1580 when we come forward.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation are on a mission to close the wealth gap between Black and white households. BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program's virtual workshops, can help your family acquire, grow, maintain, and pass down legacy wealth. Learn from the experts about crypto essentials, wealth impacted by the unexpected, building real wealth with real estate, a healthy approach to wealth building, women handling business, retirement for personal success planning. Register for this free series that could change your financial future at laul.org/BWAARP. Your path to financial empowerment continues with BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, every second and fourth Wednesday in March, April, and May at 6 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
Tune in to More Than That with Gia Peppers live this Saturday at 8 p.m. on KBLA, or catch it wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode of More Than That is sponsored by Kroger. Learn more about how they're facing hunger and waste head on at Kroger.com/ZHZW. Fresh for everyone.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Everyone has a style, and Macy's is here to help you own yours. Get an extra 30% off the best brands and top designers with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus 15% off spring's go-to beauty, skincare, and fragrances. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
My mama, she's my favorite girl.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald. I'm the life coach and I'm also an addiction counselor. And today we're having a conversation with attorney Caprice Collins. And we're talking about when the cared for becomes the caregiver. And we're talking about the importance of planning, estate planning, not for just when a person makes their transition, but also when unexpected things happen health-wise that cause them to need your attention and to get the personal care that they need. So, Attorney Collins, explain to our audience the importance, why this program is so important and why people should prepare early and don't wait until something happens before they make a decision on what they're going to do.
Well, the very reason why is because it really shouldn't be unexpected, Reverend Gerald. African Americans are three times more likely to have Alzheimer's or dementia than the majority population. African American women age 60 plus are four times more likely to develop Alzheimer's than to develop breast cancer. And then we all know that really in our community and just nationally, women provide the majority of caregiving in families. So these should not be things that we are unfamiliar with. These things we should all be aware of, and they do impact our community and require us to focus on caregiving. We want to be prepared for the future. We want to avoid being unprepared, and we want to know the roles and responsibilities when we are in a position of trying to care for another so that we can avoid common and costly mistakes. You know, my experience is that our families are secretive. we might be out in the street talking about things of no importance. Quite often, we keep those most important things to ourselves. And we tend not to talk about finances and health care. Our family members are generally not very well informed or prepared. And often people are indifferent until there's an actual crisis. So I just really appreciate how you're extending this information today to our community because people are confused when they start noticing things about a family member, forgetfulness and maybe bad decision making. They're disorganized. And we want to have our families aware that this danger is there. We want our families to address it in a compassionate and proactive manner. There's a lot of negative impacts that happen in our community when we are unprepared. You know, one of those things, of course, is financial losses. You mentioned earlier that your mom was proactive during her life. She established financial assets to be relied upon at a time when she needed. But you know what I just like to get across to those of you listening today is that, you know, long-term care insurance really is something that we need to give careful consideration of. I suggest that if we can purchase it as early as in our 40s, it's great. But believe it or not, people even in their 80s today can get it if they're otherwise healthy. So we can avoid some of those financial losses by being prepared that way. I also just want people to know that litigation about experiences that families have, let's say people's bank accounts being abused, doing all kinds of financial abuse that is unfortunately growing in America, leading to much litigation, are things that if we are prepared, if we are proactive about when we start seeing problems with our family members, we can help deal with them.
Yeah, though some of the things you mentioned, in particular your opening statement, is the reason why Urban Family Focus exists, because we don't often talk about the important things amongst ourselves. Some of us just ignore it as if nothing's ever going to happen. Other people assume that, I got a daughter who's got a PhD. If anything happens, she's smart enough to take care of everything. So they don't have any official plan, and they leave it up to a person to step in, you know, not knowing that if you, you know, your family, if you have a family of more than one, it's a much better idea to have something in writing and that's ironclad that person can follow, and it saves a lot of family drama. And those statistics you mentioned about Alzheimer's and dementia, which is one of the things that impacts what we're talking about, but there are many other things that could happen to a person to incapacitate them. But the fact that it impacts our women more than disproportionately more than men, it's good that we're addressing this during this last Saturday in Women's Month, when we've been honoring and celebrating our women all month long. What a better way to honor and celebrate than to be prepared to make sure that person that we love gets the care that we need. So let's talk a little bit about how families should prepare for the difficult times that may come in the future.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned about Women's Month, because, you know, we know here in our community that our ladies are the rock of most black families.
I'll accept that.
Okay. So with that in mind, and this being Women's Month, I think it's just so appropriate that we're talking about these challenges we're facing, because, you know, there's really three life cycles that all of us face. One is death, of course, and I think, unfortunately, a lot of emphasis is given on that when planning is discussed. But what almost always happens before someone passes away is that they become incapacitated, and that could be to physical or mental illness. So that's what we're going to kind of focus on today, is, you know, what happens when we see someone being incapacitated by either of those, and when medical decisions and financial decisions have to be made on behalf of that individual to protect them. One of the things I want to point out is that whether we have one child or we have five children, under the law, people do not have the right to actually exert any control over either financial or medical decisions without the appropriate documents. So I was a only child of a mom, and yet I didn't have the ability to go to her bank and draw money out or direct things related to her mortgage or something of that sort without having a legal document. So what we're gonna talk about is when someone acts in these kind of situations, they are considered under the law a fiduciary. And a fiduciary is someone that is basically there to act for you when you can no longer act for yourself. And that person is given a very high standard of behavior. That this whole role is embedded in trust and confidence in that particular person, and that they're going to act with the most integrity possible. But that person that you could be helping through that difficulty, incapacity, is someone that could be your spouse if you're married. It might be your parent, as it was in our two cases, a family member, a brother or sister, or even a friend, just a friend that trusts you to help them through that kind of decision-making process. So this happens when someone is still here on this earth, and we want them to have the best life experience. We don't want them to be taken advantage of by others, and we act as a fiduciary. The highest fiduciary duty in the state of California is that is held by a power of attorney agent. So this is not a insignificant responsibility. The duty is to act primarily for the other person's benefits in manners that are entrusted to the fiduciary. And you have to use enormous good faith and candor always are being required, and act in complete fairness.
So that's a very important role. It's one that I had to play. But how, if I'm the parent, if I'm thinking ahead and I'm going to plan, you know, what qualities in particular do you look for? Because as you say, it could be your husband, it could be your child, it could be somebody that's close in your family, or it could be somebody that's not related to you at all, but just somebody who you respect and trust. I know I have fortunate enough to have several friends that I would trust in that situation to manage things, knowing that they have to obey what the paper says in order to keep themselves out of hot water. But is there any particular thing in your years of experience or particular quality that you would tell people to look for in that person that they want to choose or they could potentially choose?
Well, what I'm going to say first is there's some no-nos, and the no-no is that we don't pick our eldest child just because they're the eldest, or we don't pick the one who has the most education just because they got a PhD. What we do is we look at the way they act in their own lives. Are they people who are responsible in regards to their own bills? When they have conflict, do they treat other people fairly? We just want to see whether or not they have exhibited that kind of trustworthiness before we put them in this position. So if we have a child who's constantly in debt or in conflict with others or seems not to take personal responsibility for things, then we definitely don't want that person to be acting for us, because the person that we're going to put in this position cannot at all exert any undue influence, pressure upon the elder, take selfish advantage of the situation they're in, like paying their own bills with the money of the elder. These are all no-nos. So when that elder, that parent or other person that would want to act while they are capable of to protect themselves in the future, what they want to think about is really three different documents that we're going to focus on today. And number one is the power of attorney for financial affairs. So we do have a uniform power of attorney form here in the state of California that is to be respected by all banks and other financial institutions. And that is one of the most common documents that are used when someone becomes unable to handle their own financial affairs. You know, we see parents who stop paying their bills, or they pay the one bill three or four times, or they respond to fraudulent offers on the internet, or things that come over the phone or through the mail. This is why we would want to have a power of attorney, because we want to make sure that if those kind of situations are addressed, that someone has the ability to handle those responsibilities. We also want to have a power of attorney, or what we call a health care directive in the state of California, for our health care decision making. And I'll talk about a little bit more what that involves. And then last but not least, we want to have a document that will take effect upon our death, and that would either be a will or a trust. And so those are really the three major documents or that would needed to be created by an individual when they want to protect themselves sometimes in the future.
Can we give those who may not know, and there's some people who may think a will satisfy whatever their needs are, and there are other people who will go to that next step and do a living trust. But I know every state is different, and in the state of California, my understanding is that wills can still leave some things undecided, and you may still end up in probate. So can you give us just a quick explanation of why in will and trust, how they work and when they work and when they don't work?
All right. Well, you know, in our state, we do not often use wills when we're dealing with real property as part of the assets we want to protect. Wills in our state require a family to go through probate. So the best drafted, the most expensive will you can buy in our state will make the family go to court in order to have that will be effective. We also have to understand that wills are only effective after we die. They have absolutely no control over our assets when we're still alive. And when someone's in a caregiving role, of course, the person is still alive. So a will would have no impact whatsoever upon trying to help the family through that process. However, a trust is a document, and I'm talking about a revocable living trust, is a document that you make while you're alive. It allows you to, it allows, it is actually something that can be used while you're still alive, but it also allows you anytime before your death to make any changes to it as you see fit. And then upon your death, it absolutely avoids probate, and that's just one of the many benefits of having a trust.
So are there any perceived drawbacks to any of those documents? Are there some people who might perceive that, you know, it can cause some difficulty in doing things like transferring property or selling property, buying property, moving property around? Is there any drawbacks or any complications or special steps you have to take if you put everything into a trust?
Not really. And in fact, most financial institutions nowadays, they used to sometimes require you to take the property out of trust and then put it back in trust if you were seeking some kind of financing on it. Mm-hmm. But because of litigation that they've been subjected to for requiring folks to do that, they have gotten a little smarter, and many financial institutions will finance property that is in a living trust. But, you know, even if you have to confront that little extra hiccup, it's something that is remedied most often through the escrow process, or you can come back to the attorney that, like myself, who perhaps prepared your trust. So these are the things that we need to be aware of. But I just want to emphasize that those two documents generally will give no help to the family when a caregiver is trying to actually provide care to someone. That's when the financial and the healthcare powers of attorney will be most valuable.
Well, that's great information, and we want people to understand that, you know, you have to talk to a professional, whoever you choose, to make sure you get all the details and all the information that's required to make the right decisions. But just remember, here in the state of California, if you don't have a trust, that you will be subject to probate, and I believe the state takes a big chunk out of whatever is left in going forward. So we're going to continue this conversation with Attorney Caprice Collins, When the Cared For Becomes the Caregiver, here at KBLA Talk 1580. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. See you on the other side.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows. Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. A key Democrat is backing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation for the U.S. Supreme Court. West Virginia moderate Joe Manchin released a statement saying he's thoroughly evaluated the nominee and finds the federal judge's records and qualifications exemplary. A judge is ordering the city of Denver, Colorado, to pay a group of George Floyd protesters $14 million for violating their First and Fourth Amendment rights. The plaintiffs said they were injured with beanbags and pepper spray while they were trying to peacefully protest. Happy birthday to the one and only Hall of Fame singer Diana Ross. She turned 78 today. She has seen success as both the front woman of the Supremes and as a solo artist. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Hey, yo, don't let nobody else up in this booth.
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? What image comes to mind when you hear the word homeless? Do you believe it to be solely a big city urban problem? A problem that only affects cities like Los Angeles and New York that have been inundated with panhandlers and tent encampments? What causes one to become houseless? And what strategies should be implemented to assist in helping people achieve and maintain housing stability? And do you believe having access to affordable housing should be a right in this country? Well, you've come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station, of the people, by the people, for the people. It's KBLA Talk 1580, and we've got you covered around the clock. Racism?
We don't hate white people, we hate the oppressors, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow.
We got you. Miseducation? We got you. Gun violence? We have you covered.
If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself.
A black-owned and operated, evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me. Welcome home, LA. We're all in this together. It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of LA's Leimert Park. We've got a lot to talk about.
You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
wild.
KBLA Talk 1580 reminding you, when we fight, we win. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF, is the nation's leading Latino legal civil rights organization. Their commitment is to protect and defend the rights of all Latinos living in the U.S. and the constitutional rights of all Americans. MALDEF opened its doors in 1968 in San Antonio, Texas, inspired by the civil rights era legal battles of the African-American community and fueled by the pervasive discrimination against Latinos. MALDEF was consciously modeled on the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. MALDEF's litigation and advocacy efforts have led to new laws and policies with wide-ranging impact for the Latino community and the nation as a whole. To volunteer, make a donation, or seek assistance, visit MALDEF.org. That's MALDEF.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Ice-T.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide.
Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum, the surprising way to
save water.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three Ds: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald Smith, addiction counselor and life coach, and we're here today with attorney Caprice Collins, and we're talking about when the cared for becomes the caregiver. We're talking about estate planning, wills and trust, and making sure that we have the tools we need to take care of our loved ones when that time comes. Before we continue our conversation, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. In honor of National Minority Health Month, Urban Family Focus will address cancer in the Black community, featuring some of the top Black medical professionals in their field, every Saturday in April. That's right, April is National Minority Health Month, and we're going to be talking about the C word. So join us every Saturday in April for a conversation about the prevention, treatment, and triumph over cancer. Our first guest is Dr. Zuri Morrell, former chief of colorectal surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. So join us next Saturday. And for any information about the Los Angeles Urban League's programs and services, log on to laul.org. Well, Attorney Collins, we were talking in conversation, and we mentioned how, you know, there are certain things we can look for when our loved ones could be getting to that point where we need to pay attention. And I know in my case, my mom was one of those classy, sharp dressers. I mean, when she left the house, she was always put together from head to toe, you know, every hair in place, everything coordinated. And I can remember I picked her up. I think it was a Mother's Day. And my sister and I picked her up and to take her to a play, you know, at one of the fancy theaters downtown to see this great play. And when we got in the theater, I noticed that she had on mismatched earrings. Now, you may think, you know, somebody in their 80s, that wouldn't be a big deal. But when you're as meticulous as she was, and I knew right then that something was amiss, and started paying a little closer attention. Her husband was complaining to me that she wouldn't cook anymore. So all the things that she was just proficient at and that she loved to do, frankly, she started to back away from and having excuses for doing them. And when I saw, you know, that the earrings weren't there and a couple of things that were usually coordinated weren't, I said, okay, something's up. So let's talk a little bit about practical tips that we can share with families so we can identify these things as they start to happen.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, really the major thing that we can do is be attentive. And so being attentive means, you know, being in contact with, visiting, observing things. In my case, my mom, what she did was she failed to get her driver's license renewed. And when I talked to her about it, because her insurance company called me up and said, you know, we're going to have to drop your mother's insurance. And I asked them why. And they told me because she didn't have a valid driver's license. And I said, Mom, you know, what's going on? And she said, well, I couldn't pass a test. I said, well, we'll just, you know, study a little bit together. You'll do that. And my mom was worked in accounting all of her life, was very proficient with numbers, a great reader. When I told her that, well, okay, Mom, if you're not going to take the driving test and get your driver's license current, you can't drive anymore. My mother said to me, well, there's a lot of people out here driving who don't have a driver's license. And when she said that, I knew that my mother wasn't my mother as far as that particular kind of a comment was concerned, and that her thinking patterns had changed dramatically. So what I really encourage for our families to do is be attentive to your elder. You know, that can be even when you're not present, meaning that you're calling them, maybe you're FaceTiming them, you're consulting with maybe other family members in the areas where they might live, to just, you know, see them and interact with them. I had a client whose mom, you know, every time they went to visit her, the papers on her dining room table got higher and higher. They would be asked, you know, she would be asked, okay, what's going on with that? And they would tell her, oh, I'm doing my taxes. Well, 5 years later, when her condition had actually deteriorated very badly, we found that she hadn't filed her taxes for 5 years, and this lady owned income property, and so she was in very big default. So the common sense approach to this is just to be attentive to your elder. If you see something that's not right, I suggest you arrange a medical exam for your elder. If you start noticing the car's got scratches on it, or your elder can't seem to find their way home anymore, then it's time for you to maybe to encourage a DMV examination. The Department of Motor Vehicles is being very proactive in helping families on this. And utilize all the available services. For instance, the Alzheimer's Association here of Los Angeles is an invaluable institution for the Black community. They are really reaching out to African Americans because of the greater incidence of Alzheimer's. They have a wonderful set of classes available that help you understand what's happening with your elder and how to protect them.
You know that you mentioned driving and things. One of the things that I, as a minister, I get a lot of families coming to me with different issues and problems all the time. But one of the things that in this case, as it is with mental illness, as it is with addiction, one of the things I see is denial. And when mama, as you say, has taken care of everything, taken care of everybody, always been, you know, the leader, this, you know, the rock of the family, so to speak. And we can't see her being helpless, so we don't want to see her being helpless. So we tend to ignore or deny the things that are going on. And it happens with men as well. Fortunately or unfortunately, how you want to perceive it, both my parents had Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And my dad, once we, you know, I would go see him, and he loved to read the paper, as the old guys do, and he'd be sitting there reading the paper or reading the magazine. He'd show it to me, see what happened? And I'd look at the paper, and it would be a paper from 5 years ago mm-hmm. that he was reading. So I literally took his license away. But his wife at the time was in denial of his condition, mm-hmm. and she allowed him, after I took his driver's license away, to take her to the airport. She was leaving town. He drove her to LAX, and they lived near Century, so it was just a straight shot. I found him a day later in Oxnard. He couldn't find his way back home. And that happened only because that person, his wife at the time, was just, oh, no, he's okay. He can do it. So we have that in our families a lot. So how do we, you know, we got to be cognizant of things of that nature.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's of course, none of us want to see our loved ones decline. And it's really a grieving process when we confront that, to know that the people we relied on all of our lives really can't do even for themselves anymore. They need our help. But I think, you know, the main thing is to be proactive when you see that happen. Don't act as though it's not really happening. And we all have heard these stories, like you mentioned with your father, of people, you know, having serious accidents and vehicle incidents when they're not really supposed to be driving. What I suggest is when this starts happening, because I get calls all the time from families where it's too late. The person has lost their ability to make any kind of decision. When this first starts being prevalent, take action. Don't be in denial. Be loving. Be compassionate, and arrange for them to see an attorney, to sit down, to review any documents they might already have, or to update or create documents as needed.
Yeah, because once you take them to the doctor and they write that letter, like they did for you know, my father, you know, he can no longer mm-hmm. handle his situation. It's too late. They can't come to you then.
Yes, when someone doesn't have the capacity, doesn't understand what they're signing, doesn't understand the decisions they're making, then they cannot make documents. So also sit down and talk to your elders about what they want, you know, what they'd like to do. Do they want to stay in their home? Believe it or not, some people don't. They would rather be in a very, very nice, you know, retirement community. So ask them what they want and see what you can do to help them complete their lives in a dignified, loving manner.
Well, that's, you know, we want to thank you for making those points, Attorney Collins, because this is something that we are likely to face with one or both parents or even a friend or a loved one. So we want to make sure that we are well informed, that we do talk to a professional, and that we take steps early. And I encourage you, the senior, the person that's listening that has not taken that step to get a will and a living trust to support it in place, that you do so. So we're going to continue our conversation with Attorney Caprice Collins, When the Cared For Becomes the Caregiver, here at KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
A Yale professor traces the history of racism in public health. Maisha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Dr. Carolyn Roberts reported to the Reparations Task Force both verbal and visual accounts of horrific experiences Africans face during the transatlantic slave trade, with the purpose of citing the beginning of the broken relationship between African Americans and the U.S. healthcare system. Full of racial biases, contrasting medical treatment, race-based medicine, and exploitation. The transatlantic slave trade was the largest forced oceanic migration ever. She states the medicine on board slave ships included invasive and forced procedures, and subjects were drugged, whipped, and abused if they did not comply, with the assumption that they had the capacity to withstand extreme pain. Roberts believes this is the root of systemic issues we see today in healthcare.
The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation are on a mission to close the wealth gap between black and white households. BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program's virtual workshops, can help your family acquire, grow, maintain, and pass down legacy wealth. Learn from the experts about crypto essentials, wealth impacted by the unexpected, building real wealth with real estate, a healthy approach to wealth building, women handling business, retirement for personal success planning. Register for this free series that could change your financial future at laul.org/BWAARP. Your path to financial empowerment continues with BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, every second and fourth Wednesday in March, April, and May at 6 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
Everyone has a style, and Macy's is here to help you own yours. Get an extra 30% off the best brands and top designers with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus 15% off Spring's go-to beauty, skincare, and fragrances. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Looking for legitimate political discourse? Without the bear spray? Tune in and speak out. KBLA Talk 1580.
Clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're concluding our conversation with Attorney Caprice Collins, When the Cared For Becomes the Caregiver. We've talked about a lot of things about wills, living trusts, estate planning, and what to look for, what not to look for. So, Attorney Collins, since we only have a short time left, let's touch on some things of the importance, why it's so important for our particular community to plan.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Reverend Gerald, but the three most affluent black neighborhoods in America are in Los Angeles County. And those neighborhoods are View Park, Baldwin Hills, and Ladera Heights. And right now, the average home value in Los Angeles County is $935,000, as is compared to the national average for all the United States of only $374,000. We have seen a 250% rise in the median sales price for homes in South LA since 2010. And in the city of Inglewood, where I live and practice, we've actually seen a 125% spike in just the last 5 years. So we are in a very favored place. We do have a lot to protect, and we need to be proactive and aggressive about it, because when we do that, we can actually leave college educations, business ownership, home ownership as a legacy for those that we leave behind.
You know, it is true that, you know, houses in L.A., no matter what part of L.A. you live in, are worth a lot more than they are in other areas of the country. But, you know, they're what I have experienced as a minister is that people have, you know, think because they don't own a big house, they don't have a lot of assets, that they don't need to plan. And to be frank with you, Attorney Collins, I have seen women, sisters, go to blows over a pair of costume jewelry earrings because they were mama's favorite earrings. So, yes, we do have a lot to protect, but I encourage anybody who has anything, and you may not think you have a lot, but there is something to protect, and you should do some type of paperwork or get something in place to keep your family from battling each other over whatever is left.
Yes, the most valuable thing we can leave behind is love amongst family members, and we want to do everything we can to avoid drama. So by having this planning, by the elder determining what they want to happen during their lives and after they make their transition, can relieve the family of those unfortunate situations.
Yes, so it's very important. So while we have a minute left, I know earlier you mentioned there's more than one type of trust. There's revocable, irrevocable. Real quick, can you just make sure everybody understands that? We got 1 minute to tell them that.
Okay, well, we just need to be attentive to the revocable living trust. That's the one that most families would use. That trust impacts you while you're alive and after you pass away, but it becomes revocable at the death of the individual who makes it. Thereby, their decisions must be abided by, and other family members cannot change those decisions. So when that happens, the trust becomes irrevocable, and that is valuable then. Other kinds of irrevocable planning are really for for large estates, and we really don't need to talk about them today.
Well, thank you for that explanation. I know I didn't know that initially, and I wanted to make sure people knew that. So when we come forward, we're going to close out this conversation that I'm trusting has been helpful to those who are listening. You're listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, KVLA Talk 1580.
More of KVLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward. KVLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KVLA Talk 1580, reminding you, when we fight, we win. The Youth Justice Coalition is working to build a youth, family, and incarcerated people's movement to challenge mass incarceration along with race, gender, and class discrimination in the juvenile and criminal injustice systems on the county, state, and national level. They take on the massive lockup of people of color, widespread law enforcement violence, and corruption and consistent violation of young people's constitutional and human rights. The Youth Justice Coalition uses campaigns like Free LA High School, Know Your Rights, Legal Defense, and police and court monitoring to promote safety without relying on law enforcement and lockups. They focus on preventing system contact and pulling people out of the system. YJC uses direct action, political education, and activist arts to expose and pressure the people in charge in order to bring about change. They advocate transformative justice and positive intervention behavior as alternatives to school suspension, expulsion, and arrest. To get involved, visit youthjusticela.org or call 323-235-4243. That's 323-235-4243. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. The Koreatown Youth and Community Center, or KYCC, was established in 1975 to support at-risk youth. Today, KYCC is the leading multi-service organization in Koreatown, supporting children and their families in the areas of education, health, housing, and finances. KYCC is committed to making Koreatown a safe and beautiful place to live and work. The mission of KYCC is to serve the needs of the Korean Americans in Greater Los Angeles as well as the multi-ethnic Koreatown community. KYCC's programs and services are directed towards recently immigrated, economically disadvantaged youth and families and promote community socioeconomic empowerment. To donate, volunteer, or to get help, 213-365-7400. That's 213-365-7400 or visit kyccla.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk, KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach, and we're concluding our conversation with Attorney Caprice Collins. when the cared for becomes the caregivers. So, Attorney Collins, we've given some good information, and hopefully we've helped some people make a decision that they're making the right decision to seek help and be prepared for estate planning. So let people know how they can get in touch with you and some of the programs you have coming up they may be interested in.
Well, thank you so much, Reverend Gerald, because you know what this is really all about is education. It doesn't matter whether you have a single family home and maybe one bank account, or you're a multimillionaire, or you don't even have a home, you just have, you know, bank accounts or life insurance policy. Everybody needs some form of planning. So everyone over the age of 18 actually does need to have those healthcare directors and powers of attorney that we spoke of. And they also need to know what their beneficiary designations are on things like life insurance and bank accounts. So what we do is we offer free webinars 3 to 4 times a month. You can go to my website, collinslawgroup.com, or you can call my office at area code 310-677-9787, and you can actually attend a free webinar. We give them regularly, or you can do it by on demand. And after you attend that webinar, you'll be offered a free consult with an attorney in our firm. So everybody listening this morning is getting a great benefit from having listened to this wonderful program by our wonderful leader, Reverend Gerald, by that purpose of you making that decision to be educated about this. Just come and listen to the webinar. You'll have opportunity for questions and answers, and then you'll get a free consult.
Well, thank you so much, and we're hoping that those who need to take advantage of the opportunity that you're presenting, and if not with you, with somebody. Do something, go see someone, someone that you know and trust, and make sure you get that plan in place so we can take care of our loved ones as they have taken care of us. You've been listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, and we want to get your feedback, so you can hit us up at Urban Family Focus on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter at Urban Fam Focus. Let us know how we're doing. Black Lives Matter is next. You have a great Saturday, and stay tuned to KBLA Talk 1580.